On this episode of Still Loading, number 4. Hey guys, and welcome back to the newest episode of Still Loading. It's Josh, and this week I have Sarah back.
Hello.
And she has her husband here, Steven, as well.
Hi guys.
Today we are, the three of us blindly went through, by went through I mean played about 20 minutes, and we're like, what the fuck are we looking at? Went through a game called Battle of Olympus for the NES. From what I could see with it, it is pretty much like a, it's not a clone, but like a refined version of like Zelda 2 The Adventure of Link or Castlevania 2 Simon's Quest. It seems like a side scrolling puzzle, like adventure puzzle game, where with some mild RPG elements, like you can get different weapons. You have to talk to everyone. You have to talk to everybody in the town to figure out where to go next. And when we got into it, like, well, there's no way we're going to be able to get a decent like look out of this. So I guess let's just jump in and just start with the box art like we normally do. So, Steve, what do you see on the box art over there? What is it? Describe the artwork.
Someone thought that ancient Greek mythology included snakes, dragons, and an odd-looking three-headed dog. And
Cerberus?
Yeah.
So they were right.
So they were one for three on the evil animals in the front of the box.
Well, there were hydras.
Hydras are not dragons.
But they're snakes. Snake dragons.
What are hydras, then? Like, what would you classify
like a seven-headed, hydra? I guess it was a seven-headed dragon.
Aha!
But they didn't breathe fire.
They did not breathe.
You know.
That is a good question, though. What really is a hydra? Is it a dragon?
I think
is it a snake?
It's a huge seven-headed lizard.
I guess it's all up to the imagination.
Myth of Hercules. I mean, dragons are mythical creatures, so it's not like...
It's not like anyone's going to be upset by their interpretation.
But yeah, so from what I what we could see, can I see the box real quick? So well, what we can see here, yeah,
a snake, a dragon, and Cerberus.
All it is. Well, I really like the artist rendering of it though, because it shows like, you know, pillars from like basically Greek, you know, Greek architecture. And then the colors of like the sky look pretty cool. What's kind of weird though is that the Battle of Olympus with like it's made by Broderbund, which you if you ever played Myst,
no idea.
Myst.
No.
You ever played Myst?
I have not played Myst,
but you've heard of it, right?
I've heard of Myst.
Broderbund, I believe, published it. I don't think they developed it, but I honestly can't remember. Someone's going to kill me for not knowing that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's. I mean, overall, I was actually kind of impressed with the art style on the box and in the game. Like for an NES game, it looked pretty solid. What did you think, Sarah?
Oh yeah, like it definitely seemed to hold up, especially for like 1989. That's not bad.
The music music was pretty solid.
Standard.
Yeah.
NES.
Fare. It didn't make me want to rip my eardrums out. That's the important thing. It wasn't good. I should say that, but it was by solid. I mean, like it didn't make me want to rip my eardrums out.
It blended in. Like it wasn't real noticeable, but it wasn't. So noticeable, it was awful.
It's not something you would hum outside of this. Like, it's not something you might remember the melody to.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Phone. Yeah, so that's the box didn't have much on it. It is kind of like they have basically there's a wall in the bottom half of it, which, like, has the title Battle of Olympus. But all right, so the back of this box says, "This is an ancient story, a time when men and gods lived together. The peaceful village of Elis was the home of the fairest maiden and a gentle yet brave young man named Orpheus. Helena and Orpheus swore eternal love to each other." This is stupid.
Welcome to Greek mythology.
Yeah, seriously. "But alas, one day Helena fell victim to the fangs of a venomous serpent and was turned to stone. Your adventure will take you through ancient Greece on a classic mythological quest. It may be easy to defeat the snakes and centaurs that inhabit most of the cities, but how will you defeat Hydra, or the terrible three-headed dog Cerberus. You will need to use all of your adventuring skills to find magic items that will allow you to rescue your beloved Helena. That came across pretty...
Not at all.
Really? I thought it came across right off the
bat. Yeah, because they wouldn't stop talking about how, oh, you should go here and find the staff.
Yeah,
well,
but I didn't know what we were actually aiming for.
Like, yeah, they don't really spell it out for you.
They don't tell you you're looking for the one that you're supposed to have eternal love to.
I kind of like that. Well, yeah, they didn't even talk about her, so I don't know how we were supposed to know that.
That's exactly what I was talking about.
I do kind of like how they don't tell you, first you go here... And then you go here, like, they don't, like, just shovel you along
they
in a path.
They don't really hold
you
gotta,
you gotta think about it, so.
Well, all three of us the whole time were like, what is happening? What do we do now? I don't know where I'm going.
Yeah, like, the most they had you do was, like, name your heroine and your hero in the beginning, and it's like, who are they? What do they mean to us?
Tim and Tina, that's the best name. Or Tim and Tina, if you want to actually have a real name for the hero. But
so that they don't sound like siblings.
So I guess you can name, like... So I guess the hero would have been Orpheus, and the heroine would have been... Helena or whatever.
Yeah.
But I like Tim and Tina. Not Tim. Tin with an N.
Like Tintin.
Like Tin Star from my last episode.
Oh.
You guys didn't even see that. There's a game we found. I don't expect. Who listens to this? there's a game I did on the Super Nintendo called Tin Star. It was actually kind of weird. But good. It was actually better than this, in my opinion. But so I feel like this is one of the games where you actually had to read the manual. But I think it's funny, on the first page it says, precautions, this is a high precision game pack. It should not be stored in places that are very hot or cold. Never hit or drop it. Do not take it apart. And then avoid touching the connectors. Do not get them wet or dirty. Doing so may damage the game pack. Do not clean with benzene, paint thinner, alcohol, or other solvents, even though you're supposed to clean them with solvent, with alcohol.
Yeah.
I think it's more or less like they don't want, like, it's a dry or anything like that. You need, like, rubbing alcohol is probably the best way to clean it. For those who don't know. So, based on the manual I can see here, like, there's a lot of other items that we could have gotten but didn't. We started out with a club, but it looks like there's various kinds of swords and, like, magic canes and stuff like that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Overall, I mean, I wish there was more to say about it. Like,
yeah, there's really not that much because it was pretty bare bones. Like, we fought a lot of things.
Well, what we played was bare bones. I have this book. It was written by Pat the NES Punk, called the Ultimate Nintendo Guide or something like that. But it's an amazing, like, it's almost like a textbook, but all on NES video games, and it has the entire NES library, and it gives a little bit more insight on what we played on it.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much it goes into detail about more like, basically about all the different things you can do, about how you travel from Greek city to Greek city, about how you find different items and magic things to use against enemies and things like that. We didn't get far into it because, like I said, we really, like, we're only going for like a 20-minute glimpse, and this game is essentially an RPG.
It's very long. I wasn't expecting it to be that long, but you can tell it's very large.
And we only went to the second town, which I don't even remember where it was at.
Yeah,
I didn't even look at it. But it was... It really was surprisingly robust. I was genuinely surprised by how large the game was. I know we keep harping on that, but, like, it just... I'm so used to NES games being, like, just a handful of screens.
Oh, yeah, see, for me, I'm used to the longer games, so I'm not used to NES games and how small they are. For me, this is like, oh yeah, this is normal. Gotta keep moving along.
Well, they don't, like you were saying earlier, it's really nice that they don't hold your hand at all with this. Like, you have to, you really, really have to pay attention to what the villagers say and move along from there. It's one of those games where like I said before, you have to read everything the villagers say in order to figure out what in the hell you're supposed to do next.
Yeah, like if you hadn't talked to that one lady who was like, can you save my kid who was kidnapped by a vampire? We wouldn't have known that there were vampires.
Well, now we kind of have a little... if we have a side quest, essentially.
Yep.
I mean, overall, I mean, just... I don't have much more to say about it. Do you guys have anything else to say about it?
I'm pretty good. I mean, this seems like a game that I'd probably be interested in looking up.
Giving it a try. You can always...
Yeah.
I don't endorse it, but you can get an emulator. It's because that's not illegal or anything.
I might, but I don't know. That Greek background is kind of interesting to me.
I would have to... We should get... we have a friend named Pat. He's more into Roman history, but this is kind of like... I feel like this would still be something that he'd be intrigued by.
Yeah.
But in any case... There's really, I'm sorry guys, there's not much more to say about this, because it's essentially an RPG,
yeah.
But from all the reviews that we looked up after looking at this, it's actually regarded pretty highly, and I would definitely suggest, because even the little bit I played, like, I wasn't bored, I just didn't know what to do, and we realized really quickly that we would have needed a lot more time to really jump, like, dive into this game, but
oh, yeah.
The whole purpose of this 40 for 40 series is quick snapshots of random games that we've never touched before. So
yeah,
that's why Archon, the last episode I did for this, Archon was so short, because it was literally just chess. Battle chess. That's all it was. Nothing more, nothing less.
But yeah, everyone seems to compare this to Castlevania and Zelda 2. So
along with that vein, pedigree.
If you like a Greek reskin of Castlevania and Zelda 2, this could be the game for you.
Well, from what we saw in there, it was a little less frustrating than Castlevania 2, because
mm-hmm.
Castlevania 2, for I don't know how much you guys know about it, but it's notoriously cryptic.
Oh.
There's a section in the game where you have to basically grab... I don't even know this well, because I haven't played it. Actually, Castlevania 2, that's kind of funny. That's the next game on the list.
Oh, nice.
You will all hear that in 2 weeks.
This is a segue. We were
pretty
just
much
setting that up.
But in Castlevania 2, Simon's Quest, there's a notorious... I have to look this up again because it's fuzzy in my memory right now. But you grab an orb, you have to go all the way to the left side of the world, kneel down for 3 seconds and wait, or like a certain amount of seconds, wait for a sound to happen, and a tornado will come pick you up and move you to where you need to go. But none of that is broadcasted in the game. This at least tells you where you need to go. Simon's Quest didn't. And then Zelda 2, where while it did tell you where to go, the difficulty was way, way up, like way, way harder. So from what I've been reading about the Battle of Olympus is a nice combination between these two.
I don't know. It looks like you can run into some boss monsters pretty early on in the game, and they will just destroy you.
What's one of the bosses that you saw there?
Well, I'm just looking at, let's see, it has the henchmen of Hades, there's a list, like Cerberus, Centaur, Lamia, Minotaur, Talos, Hydra, the Nemean Lion, Cyclops, Gray, and Siren, and they all look fairly deadly. Like, Lamia is like a vampire serpent that shoots you with a bow and arrow.
Oh yeah, that's what I thought they were.
Which, you cannot obtain a bow and arrow in the game as one of your own weapons.
So you have, unless the staff can, I think you can get magic.
Yeah, the staff can wield the fire of Prometheus, which allows you to attack an enemy from a distance. And then the divine sword, which is the, you know, the be-all and all attacking weapon at the end of the game, will shoot a beam of lighter energy out in front
of you.
So
hopefully if we can get
that consumes your stamina until you get another item to go with.
I wonder if the stamina is those like red balls that we kept.
Yeah, it's your health.
Is it your health?
Yeah.
Okay, so your health and stamina are one. That's stupid.
That's weird.
Should be two different things. In any case, it seems like a pretty solid hybrid. Like, I'd actually come back and try this out and like seriously, seriously delve into it.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm in the middle of, for those who follow me on Instagram, I'm in the middle of Horizon Zero Dawn at the moment. So I got a couple other games to play before I get back to this. But I definitely suggest giving it a shot. It's not hard to pick up. It's a little hard to understand where to go next, but that's the puzzle part of it. So if you like games that are not necessarily cryptic, but not really hand-holdy, they really make you have to ask around everywhere to figure out where to go and explore everything in order to figure out where to go next, then this is the game for you. It doesn't seem too frustrating because within like I said, the 20 minutes of play that we did, we were able to kind of figure out where we needed to go next.
Yep.
So, any final thoughts on this at all?
I liked the coconut monsters. They looked like the ones from Moana.
The little spear dudes that I couldn't kill?
Yeah, they just remind me of Moana, so.
You should go home and watch it.
I might.
Disney sponsor? Not really.
Don't tempt me.
Any final thoughts to you?
No, not really.
Man, a few words. I like it. All right. So thank you all for listening. Thank you, Steve and Sarah, for this short episode. I will be back in 2 weeks, for Simon's Quest. Sorry for the short episode again. The three of us have a convention this coming weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So we are going to... This is kind of like a really abrupt episode, but I wanted to be able to put something out. So, once again, Steve and Sarah, thank you for last minute coming in and being able to do this. I know it's the game, none of us knew the game, but
still
fun.
It was cool.
Thank you once again, and we will see you all next time.
Awesome. Bye.